At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Benny Hinn and his wife filing for divorce. And this apparently is not the first time she has done that. They've been divorced and remarried. We're going to talk about their marital history in a second. But we don't talk about Benny Hinn a whole lot on here because, you know, he's kind of low-hanging fruit. Very much an obvious prosperity gospel preacher. And despite how well-known this fact is, he's not exactly going away. Now, Mike Winger did a nice, exposure of him earlier this year. And yet, he's still an international force, which is pretty strange, despite the fact that there's a plethora of resources exposing Benny Hinn for the false doctrines that he teaches in the church. So we don't necessarily cover him a whole lot, but he has made news here. And this is Evangelical Dark Web, a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. And you can support us over our Patreon-like system. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So that's the best way to help out a channel like this, because new subscriptions boost videos a lot. Now, Benny Hinn's wife files for divorce again. Benny Hinn, well-known televangelist, has had a tumultuous marriage history. He married Suzanne Hawthorne in 1979, and together they had 4 children. However, in 2010, Suzanne filed for divorce. This was like in February. And she cited irreconcilable differences, which is, you know, code for no reason. The divorce was finalized in 2011. In 2012, Benny Hinn announced that he and Suzanne had reconciled and they remarried again in 2013. However, it is worth noting the major scandal that happened during all these courses of events, because Benny Hinn was caught in an affair with fellow televangelist Paula White. The National Enquirer photographed the two holding hands in Rome, where they both stayed under a false name. Benny Hinn has denied any affair took place thereafter, and his friendship with Paula White ended. So, here's the actual divorce filing here. I'll zoom in on it. Again, it's just court records, so it's not much here. It is in Florida is where they're filing for divorce, and it was filed last week. So that's it. That's the update on the story. So this is a no-fault divorce situation. And it's worth noting, you know, how big of a deal is Benny Hinn, despite the fact that in 2016, Trinity Broadcasting Network dropped him, and then Daystar Television Network dropped him in 2017. He's still a massive powerhouse on YouTube and across the globe. And you hate to see that, but another thing worth mentioning at the end here is that a lot of these televangelists or prosperity preachers tend to get divorced. They don't really have great marital histories. Sometimes it's because they're, you know, horn dogs having affairs a lot. And you see that sometimes. Now, again, I'm not saying that this only happens in prosperity gospel world. Last week, I believe I reported on a John MacArthur camp pastor who hid a divorce from his own church, and I reported on that situation. But nonetheless, it is something that you tend to see in a lot of more charismatic circles where a pastor getting divorced is more tolerated. Now, I don't really think that's something that the church should put up with. I do believe that that is a reproach. But nonetheless, there's a long history of pastors getting divorced and continuing on. Cyrus Scofield being a pretty major pastor in American history that got divorced, at fault divorce, actually. His wife divorced him because he refused to pay and support his family. So that was an at fault divorce, and he was denied custody of his children. And then we also have Joel Osteen's father, John Osteen, I believe his name is John, who also got divorced and then remarried. So this is something that has been tolerated a lot in church circles, especially in the more charismatic world. And I don't think it's right, but that's a video for another day. This is the latest update on Benny Hinn and some of the latest news hitting evangelicalism. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, this is the Evangelical Dark Web. Stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.